Hi and welcome to the 6th episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the 6th episode of the podcast. And the topic of today's discussion is building a brand while using your online stores. For listeners who have joined us for the first time, just to give you my background, being in technology in India and US for the past 25 years in software development, this includes both product development and software services. In recent times, we spent a considerable amount of time in e-commerce and we are simply loving it. One of the key reasons we started with this podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles and challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first-generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward? All this while making e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. Hi, I'll begin the episode today with a quote by Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who once said, and I quote, "Your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room," unquote. To me, this phrase highlights the importance of branding in digital age. It emphasizes that the brand isn't just a logo, a tagline, or a product. It's the perception and reputation that exist in the minds of the customers. I recently was speaking with a friend of mine where she spoke highly about a bag that she had purchased, her experience with the brand, and it actually caught my attention. The name of the company is Away, a travel and lifestyle brand that offers essentials like bags, suitcases, and other travel-related accessories. In my mind, what Away does differently is that it effectively promotes its product as essentials for improving the overall travel experience, sharing stories that connect with travelers rather than just directly selling the bags online. Effectively using social media channels like Facebook, Instagram, X, and Pinterest, also collaborating with influencers to increase their brand awareness. Before we get into the details of branding, let's first discuss why branding is so critical for business. I share a quote by Walter Landor, the gifted designer who scripted for brands like Coca-Cola, Levi Strauss, Fuji Films, and Marlboro. And I quote, "Products are made in the factory, but brands are created in the mind," unquote. I think the quote for me sums up why branding is so important. But to elaborate further, I will highlight top four aspects of why branding matters. The first and foremost in my mind is building trust and credibility. A strong and a consistent brand image helps us build trust with customers. When customers trust your brand, they're more likely to buy from you and stay loyal with you. A great example, and I'm quite sure most listeners would agree, is Apple. They're reputed for their consistent innovation, high-quality products, and an excellent customer service. Their commitment to privacy and security also build trust with the customers. The second aspect is standing out in a crowded market. With the rise of e-commerce platforms like Amazon, Flipkart in India, there is an intense competition in the market. Standing out is vital. Same goes with any other retail business. A unique brand identity helps you differentiate from your competitors. I think we all know the Nike logo, which is the famous swoosh. You simply can't miss it. In many ways, swoosh gives Nike the competitive advantage. The swoosh helps Nike stand out in the crowded marketplace, differentiating its products from the competitors. Swoosh is often seen as a mark of prestige, making Nike products desirable and perceived superior than its own competitors. The third is creating an emotional connection. An emotional connection makes a customer feel a bond with your brand, influencing their purchasing decisions. When we speak about emotional connection, who better than Disney? Disney seamlessly taps into aspects like nostalgia, wonder, and the joy of storytelling. This through its theme parks, its movies, and various characters. Disney creates an almost magical experience that has resonated across generations. And I know because I can personally vouch for it, for the experience it has created for me and my children. Fourth on the list is lowering customer acquisition cost. Strong branding can reduce the cost of acquiring new customers. When your brand is well established and trusted, customers find it easy to make a purchasing decision. Effective branding can significantly lower the cost of customer acquisition by enhancing the customer recognition, loyalty, and advocacy. A great example would be a Tesla. Tesla is known for the innovation and sustainability, which has inspired a strong word of mouth. Customers are sharing their experience, in this case through word of mouth, effectively reducing Tesla's need to spend heavily on traditional advertisement cost to acquire new customers, thus significantly reducing customer acquisition cost. Next, I'll try to outline those aspects that are essentially required to build a brand. Here are the 8 aspects that I would like to highlight in this section. Now, the first and the foremost is market research. Market research is crucial in e-commerce as it helps businesses understand their target audience, identify market opportunities, and make informed decisions that help drive the business growth. Market research in itself for me is an episode on its own and will need some more time. But for now, I'll outline those aspects that I would intend to cover in future. And those are: the first, understanding your customer needs and preferences. Second, identifying market trends. Followed by third, which is the comparative or competitor analysis. Fourth on the list and also very important is pricing strategy. Fifth is targeted campaigns. And sixth is enhancing your overall customer experience. As I mentioned earlier, this will need an episode on its own and I will ensure that we do it at a later time. Speaking of market research, I'd like to share a note on the LEGO Group of Companies, which is a Danish toy manufacturing company. Earlier, it has always been known for toys for boys. However, the company wanted to create a more inclusive experience with all children, which included girls. For this, LEGO conducted a study for over 4 years with around 3,500 girls and their mothers. This to understand how girls like to play with toys. Market research also included their competitor analysis. As a result, LEGO launched the Friends toy line, designed specifically to appeal to girls. The research also guided the design choices such as the colors, the size of the figurines, making toys more appealing and accessible to their newer audience, which was girls. The next factor that is important while building a brand is to develop a strong brand identity. Here it is important that you define your brand by clearly articulating your brand's mission, values, and what is your unique selling proposition, or what is called as a USP. To succeed, you'll have to articulate how your brand differs from its competitors. You'll have to create a visual identity. A visual identity, including your logo, is very important for people to recognize your brand. I think we just spoken about a few examples earlier. Nike, Apple, or Coca-Cola are good examples. But more importantly, the color scheme, the typography, and overall design aesthetics should also be reflected across your e-commerce website or online store, your social media campaigns, your packaging, and your overall promotions. The third on the list while building a brand is creating relevant and high quality content. Often missed but highly impactful is creating high quality and relevant content. This could be in text form for product details, features, or benefits, or sharing appropriate reels and videos in various channels like YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. Similarly, publishing relevant blogs also helps resonate with the target audience and creates credibility, eventually helping in Google ranking, which not just drives traffic to the site, but also bringing in authority and trust. The fourth on the list for brand building is online store development. When we talk about an online store, the important factors to focus on are functionality, simplicity, and a great user experience. Maintaining brand consistency across elements like logos, colors, and fonts strengthens the brand identity. I remember having read someplace that a poor design and poor content drives 38% of the visitors away. In contrast, Lenskart for me is an example of a fully functioning yet simple site with great customer experience. It has some relevant features like virtual try-on, personalized recommendations. Such improvements have helped increase footfall, customer satisfaction, and overall sales. Fifth on the list is encouraging customer reviews and testimonials. Satisfied customers leave reviews and testimonials. Make sure you display them prominently onto your website. Why? Because reviews and testimonials help build trust with potential customers. Additionally, encourage user-generated content, which is content created by your own customers, such as photos or videos of them using your products. Not only will it bring authenticity, but also foster a community around your brand. Sixth on the list is brand storytelling. We all know people love a good story. So share the story behind your brand. Share how you started the brand. What was your vision? What drives you every day? And what are the brand values? Storytelling helps connect with audience at an emotional level. If you add engaging videos to convey a story, it helps build an even stronger emotional connection with your users. The seventh one on the list is marketing and promotion. And in this case, I'm not referring only to the paid ones. There could be channels such as social media optimization, content marketing, influencer marketing, email marketing, or even paid ads. It could be in YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it. I remember an old ad from Paperboat, which emotionally connected with people. Paperboat is an Indian brand for its traditional beverages like Aam Panna, Gol Gappe Ka Pani. I think that they launched a memorable campaign called Float a Boat during the monsoon season. The campaign was aimed to bring back elders' childhood memories by encouraging people to make and float paper boats, just as we did when we were young. The campaign successfully engaged consumers and reinforced the brand's connection with our cherished memories. The eighth one on the list is optimizing your site. I think we spoke about market research, brand identity, good quality content, encouraging customer reviews and testimonials, marketing and promotions. However, most importantly, after setting up your online store, make sure it's optimized for search engines like Google and Bing. With this, more people will be able to find on Google searches, visit it, and potentially make those purchases. When you're doing that, please ensure that you have done a website audit to identify areas of improvement. In addition, also ensure you have done your technical SEO as well as off-page SEO. With this, we conclude today's podcast. To summarize, we explored why branding matters in e-commerce and business in general. We also discussed the 8 aspects that are required to build an enduring brand. Personally, I think each of the aspects could take an episode in itself and something we might consider in the future. But more importantly, focusing on these aspects, businesses can build a compelling brand that attracts and retains customers, leading to long-term success. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it will help us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach us, we can always be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers. Signing off, your host, Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.